There are a few stories about Ajahn Chah and him having psychic powers, particularly reading minds. Did you ever observe anything of that sort with Ajahn Chah? What was Ajahn Chah's position on such things? Yes, I mean, I never really thought about it much. I mean, in the sense that my own temperament doesn't go to psychic powers. I have far too prosaic a mind to start thinking about psychic powers. But I never doubted that Ajahn Chah had that capacity, reading minds, as well as having knowledge of, say, other realms, other beings. I mean, he had sort of like divine eye. And he would not, his own position on it would always to be downplay it. He said, and his own sense, he said, you don't need to read somebody's mind. You can, you just pay attention, and you can see what their temperament is, what their inclinations are, what their habits of mind are. It displays itself. So he's a really good reader of people and of personality, temperaments. So he could really, really see through people in that way. He would he certainly would not draw any attention to any occasions when it might have been read into it that he was. And then he would, so rare for him to talk about kind of different powers in different ways. I've heard him talk about it in terms of, these are just natural outcomes of jhana, of samadhi practice. This is possibility of the mind, and it would just leave it at that. Or there was one time when I was sitting with him. And it was just myself and him, and then a layman came and asked him a question about a being who had said they'd come from Wat Bapong, like not a, it was more like a ghost of some sort of other being, some kind of, And he was kind of, was that true? Was that right? And Ajahn Chah immediately identified that particular being. Said yes. Sometimes he actually goes out of the monastery, and then he started talking about some of the other kind of beings that live in Wat Bapong, had been, one in particular had been obstructive to him when he first arrived, and then gained faith in him, and was still residing at Wat Bapong, had taken rebirth anywhere else, and talking about these different beings in these different realms as they're there, and then the person had to leave. He had to go back to work. And that person was a a regular supporter of Ajahn Chah, quite dedicated as a practitioner, very strong sila and interest in Dhamma. And then actually he was like an engineer or driver for the state railroads. As soon as he retired and he got permission from his family, he came and ordained and finished his life in the monastery. But anyway, so he left to go back to work, and then very shortly after that, then this group of Bangkok people came and paid respects, and they're kind of all excited to pay respects to Lopa Chah, and immediately started talking. Oh, Lopa, are there really such things as devas and ghosts and other realms of existence that beings inhabit? And Ajahn Chah looked at them. If I told you, would you believe me? And they said, oh, of course, Lopa. I said, well, then you're really stupid. The Buddha said, don't believe in anybody else. You have to believe what comes from your own experience. End of story. He never said anything after that. Of course, they never asked anything after that either. So that was more his general position. But his knowledge and experience were much broader than his how he published. Because I think there's quite rightly a concern for people getting lost in the mystical, in the supernatural, and forgetting the actual teachings. And Ajahn Chah was somebody who always drew people back to the fundamental teacher, Sila Samadhi Panya, Sila Samadhi Panya. Just the fundamentals of the practice and the training.